This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Much to the chagrin of cattle ranchers in Northeast Washington, a Thurston County Superior Court judge grants a temporary restraining order requested by two out-of-state environmental groups that blocks the killing of a male from the Togo wolf pack in an effort to stop attacks on cattle. Representative Joel Kretz says the ruling undercuts years of hard work.
Setback. We've spent 7 years since the Wolf Plan came out in 2011. A lot of people from all walks of life, both ranchers, rural communities, county commissioners, environmental groups, hunting groups, have worked on this Wolf Plan, and we came up with a lot of ideas on how to make wolf recovery work.
Those talks resulted in a set of rules that Kretz says aren't perfect.
But it was what we could get to. Everybody gave and made some compromises, and we've got a system that's very difficult. The protocols are really difficult to ever reach. Four confirmed kills before you have the option of lethal. But that's what it is. That's what we agreed to. And as hard as it is to get to that, then to have a judge in Olympia who knows nothing about the situation rule this way is just a huge blow. And it's a blow to everybody that participated on all sides of this.
The judge has scheduled another hearing on August 31st when he'll decide whether or not to extend the restraining order requested by the Center for Biological Diversity and Cascadia Wildlands. Listen tomorrow for more on Kretz's reaction.
Voice of Washington Agriculture. Presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.